In local obituaries this morning, Mrs. Ruth Staley, age 83, of Berksville, died Monday at Cumberland County Hospital after an illness. Survivors include 5 sons, 3 daughters, including Gertie Faye Graves of Campbellsville. Funeral services for Ruth Staley will be this morning at 11 o'clock at the Ballou and Stotts Funeral Home in Berksville, with burial in the Perkins Cemetery. Mrs. Florine Workman, age 72, of Greensburg, died Monday at Hardin Memorial Hospital in E-Town. She is survived by her husband, Doyce Workman, 1 daughter and son-in-law, Carolyn and Donnie Henderson of Greensburg, 2 grandchildren, 4 sisters and a brother-in-law, Desi Bragg of Edmonton, Mary Helen Bennett of Columbia, Christine Judd of Glasgow, Martha and Tex Bunch of Edmonton, brother-in-law, Boyce Workman of Greensburg, sister-in-law, Geneva Judd of Edmonton. Funeral services for Florine Workman will be this afternoon at 1 o'clock Central Time at the Coward and Parrott Funeral Home in Greensburg, with burial in the Bethlehem Cemetery. The family requested expressions of sympathy take the form of donations to the Gideon Bible Fund. Mr. Whitman Hadley, age 72, of Columbia, died Monday in Louisville after an illness. He is survived by his wife, Doris Cowan Hadley, 1 son, Carson Hadley, and his wife, Karen, of Columbia, 2 daughters, Kathy Jones and her husband, Mike, and Phyllis Montgomery, of Columbia, 1 sister, Olzetta Firquin, of Hodgenville, 3 grandchildren, 1 great-grandchild, sisters-in-law, Maxine Cowan and Joyce Cowan of Columbia. Funeral services for Whitman Hadley will be this afternoon at 1 o'clock Central Time at the Stotts Phelps McCrory Funeral Home in Columbia, with burial in the Bear Wallow Cemetery, with military honors by the local VFW Post 6097. Mr. Paul Hubbard Stearman, age 79, of Campbellsville, died Wednesday. He is survived by his wife, Lucy Stearman, 2 sons and daughters-in-law of Louisville and Indiana, 1 daughter and son-in-law of Louisville, 6 grandchildren, 5 step-grandchildren, 4 great-great-grandchildren, and 6 step-great-great-grandchildren, 1 brother and sister of Indiana. Funeral services for Paul Hubbard Stearman locally will be held tonight at 7 o'clock at the Lion DeWitt Funeral Home. Visitors may call after 4 o'clock this afternoon at the Lion DeWitt Funeral Home, and after 4 p.m. Friday at the Owen Funeral Home in Louisville. Funeral services in Louisville will be held Saturday morning at 10 o'clock at the Owen Funeral Home, with burial in the Louisville Memorial Gardens West. Mr. David Little Pete Baumgartner, age 74, of Campbellsville, died Tuesday. He is survived by 2 sons, Timothy Baumgartner and Jonathan Baumgartner of Campbellsville, 1 stepson of Bowling Green, 5 grandchildren, 3 step-grandchildren, 2 sisters and 1 brother, Opal Roots and Mildred Rogers of Campbellsville. Funeral services for David Little Pete Baumgartner will be Friday afternoon at 2 o'clock at the Parrott and Ramsey Funeral Home, with burial in the Brookside Cemetery. The family requests visitation after 5 o'clock this afternoon at the Parrott and Ramsey Funeral Home. Mr. Raymond Allen Grant, age 59, of Columbia, died Monday at his home after an illness. He is survived by his wife, Brenda Hughes Grant, 5 daughters, Michelle Grant, Beth Ann Pelston and her husband, Stevie, Raina Steele and her husband, Tommy, Amanda Brown and her husband, Nick, Nicole Stapleton and her husband, Dustin, of Columbia, 1 son, Shane Grant, of Columbia, 3 sisters, Phyllis Rogers Green, Marsha Van Arsdale, and Janet Grant, all of Columbia, 1 brother of Georgia, 12 grandchildren. Funeral services for Raymond Allen Grant will be Friday afternoon at 1 o'clock Central Time at the Stotts Phelps McCrory Funeral Home in Columbia, with burial in the Rogers Family Cemetery. The family requests visitation after 4 o'clock this afternoon at the Stotts Phelps McCrory Funeral Home. I'm Greg Gribbins, WVLC News.